This Journey to a Dream podcast is brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance. Hello and welcome to this edition of Journey to a Dream. I'm Beth Espy and I've been talking to road racers about what it is that makes them tick, essentially. And as I'm talking, we are just days away from Southern 100 2023. And coming up now, we speak to a road racer who is from the Isle of Man and making his debut at this year's meeting.
My name's Luke Blevins. I'm 22. I'm from Ramsey on the Isle of Man and I've been racing motorbikes for about 5 years now. I started on a Ninja 300 and then made the jump to a 600, and now I'm racing a Super Twin.
So 5 years ago, what was it that got you into this?
I just remember being a little kid, standing at Parliament Square in Ramsey and seeing the boys coming through, and they were always a childhood hero, if you like. You know, most people like football and seeing the top players, and for me it was just always motorbikes that made me tick. It's just something I've always wanted to do. So I got a job when I was old enough and left school, and got some money together and bought my first motorbike.
And what was the family reaction to that?
Don't think my mother was too impressed, but she knew it was coming. I've always been obsessed since I was young. I think they knew it was coming. I was just made up when I bought my first motorbike and had my own money to do so. But yeah, I'm still loving it to this day.
So there's nobody else who particularly rides bikes in the family?
My granddad was always into the road racing. He always watched and whatnot, but first motorbike racer, if you like, in the family.
And in terms of what you remember about realising that you had enough money to buy that first bike, can you remember that day?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I had my eyes on it for a while and I was looking at it and I was checking my phone every day, hoping and praying it didn't sell. And I got some help off a lad in Bride called Tony Scott. He had the same bike, and he sort of introduced me into the racing a little bit. He said, oh, get yourself a bike and come up the garage and we'll build it and stuff, because you know there's a lot of time that goes into it from converting it from a road bike into a race bike. And I got the money together and bought my first bike. Up to his sort of garage we went and got building it and stuff, so yeah.
And that seems to be the path for many people. You find somebody, would you call him a mentor in some way?
Yeah, like the racing community's like a big family really. There's always someone willing to help at, no matter what stage you're in your racing, or even just buying a motorbike and having the initial interest. I've been very sort of fortunate with who I've crossed paths with, if you like. Tony was sort of the first person I met, built my first bike with him and stuff, went up to the local circuit, Derby, did a bit around there, and then as I progressed on through the race and I've sort of met the right people, and it's just sort of naturally come. It's weird, everyone's just so supportive in the racing community. Like I say, it's like one big family.
And I suppose if you have even the slightest interest in bikes, could there be anywhere better to live and grow up than the Isle of Man?
Definitely not, nowhere. People say to me all the time, you know, a lot of people I went to school with and whatnot, they're off to uni and they're always like, oh, the Isle of Man, it's so boring. But for me, you know, like you say, motorbike haven of the world, it's just a fantastic place to live. And if you're involved with the bikes, it's just awesome all year round.
I suppose, though, there's one thing having an interest in bikes, loving watching it, maybe getting a bike and riding it on the open roads, but to choose to go into racing, what is it particularly about road racing that you thought, actually, I really want to be part of that world?
The dream was always the Manx Grand Prix, and that was what I set my stool at since day one. Before I even had a motorbike, I thought, I'm going to go to the Manx Grand Prix and ride around the TT course. Sort of to get to that level, I knew I'd have to do some smaller road racing, if you like the Southern 100 and stuff. I didn't actually have any interest until the Southern, until last year when I went down there to watch my mate Joe Yeardsley, and he got on really well down there, and I just like the setup of it. It's known as like quite a friendly paddock, and it's quite laid back, and the road racing just looked phenomenal. And so standing there watching, and I thought, I'm gonna have to be a part of this. Like I can't just let it go on and not be involved, if you know what I mean.
So what's it taken for you to get to the Southern then? What preparations have you needed to do?
So basically it was just all about getting through race meetings to get the required signatures to get the license upgrades. So it's just like chipping away at it and just getting every race meeting, getting the finishes in, going away a bit to the UK as well. Sort of COVID was a bit of a hindrance in that aspect, because it was obviously 2 years where you couldn't get off the island and stuff, so we were just up at Derby when we could be, keeping at it really and getting the skill set together to go road racing. It's a bit like your driving test, if you like. You take all these lessons, and when you had enough lessons, you feel like you're ready to make the jump to the roads. Well, that's sort of where I'm at now. I feel like I'm ready for that jump, and I'm confident in myself and feel safe enough too. That's the main thing.
It's interesting, isn't it? There is an added complication for people who live over here, is getting across to all the meetings that you need to.
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit more of a cost. However, a lot of the clubs in the UK are, fortunately, they are good to help overseas riders, if you like. They discount your entries quite a bit, and it all makes up, and you have a great time away. And like I say, no matter where you go in the world with motorbikes, if you need help, there's someone there and you'll get the help. So you never sort of have to worry in that aspect of it.
When did you first then apply for the Southern 100 this year?
I was quite late applying for the Southern, to be honest. It was in the last couple of days left on the entries before they closed, because I was just right on the fine line of having enough signatures to get my national license, which is what you need for the road. Like my mate Joey said, oh, just get an entry and just get an entry. And even if you don't get your license in time, you can always pull your entry in there. I thought, hey, I'm going to go for it. And I heard back that I had an entry and I was absolutely over the moon.
And in terms of the support, I know we talk about how friendly that the motorcycle community is. And you've already referred to the fact that the Southern 100 is renowned as being the friendly races. How have you found that team down there in terms of getting you ready?
The guys down there are brilliant. You know, any questions, they've sort of answered them. And even just simple things like parking in the paddock, I'm quite fortunate to be part next to a couple of friends doing it, and just across the way as well, Paul Cassidy. You know, he's been a great help throughout the Southern, as well as Joe Yeardsley, taking me around for laps and stuff, and he's always been a helping hand. So he said, if you need anything, he'll give you the help, which is massive, you know, because if you have an issue, you want to know that you can sort of get through the week and not have to struggle. So it's fantastic.
And you mentioned a couple of friends, because you know a couple of people who are also newcomers this year.
Yeah, so Sam Norton from Castletown, he's also making a Southern 100 and road racing debut, and Seb Spears, he is as well, he's from Castletown, and making his Southern 100 debut. So it'd be good to see some local lads out in the orange bibs as well.
And what difference does that make to you personally, almost sort of mentally, I guess, preparing for it, knowing that you're not the only one in that position?
You can sort of relay off each other's feelings a bit, you know. Fortunately, I'm not massively nervous yet, but I'm sure it'll kick in. But it's just nice to know that people you know are in the same boat, but we're actually all in separate classes. I think Seb's on 1,000, Sam's on the 600, and I'm on the Super Twin. So it's like a newcomer in every class, if you like.
In terms of nerves, you're saying you're not, as we're speaking, this is the Friday, the racing is going to start, the practice is on Monday. Do you generally get nervous before you go out racing when you've done previous races before?
Yeah, some people don't. Some people are quite chilled out to it, but I always get quite nervous and stuff before. I think the nerves and the sort of fear, if you like, is what makes you respect it a bit more and just keep it reined in, so it keeps you safe.
And what is life looking like for you this week? I mean, presumably, are you still working?
I've worked all this week, and fortunately enough, Milltown Estate, where I work, I've got the week off. So I was going to do half days, but in the end I decided to just take the week off. It's nice to have a work really supportive of your race, and yeah, I've got the week off, and I'm just going to go down the paddock, chill out, and see what it's all about, really, because it's all new to me. The most I've ever done away is sort of like 2 days, so the Southern's a 4-day meeting, and it'll be nice to experience it.
So you live all the way up in Ramsey, the Southern's down in Castletown. You're going to pitch up a tent down there?
Yeah, me and my old man converted a Volkswagen Crafter we bought, and put a bed and a garage and all that in it. I'm fortunate enough to have somewhere, again, with the racing community, with it being such like a loving and caring community. Mark Rain down in Castletown, he said, oh, you can stay at mine for the Southern 100 week if you want. So you're never sort of short of somewhere to stay. And again, that's what I love about the racing, but I'll probably just sleep in the van.
I suppose it's just something about immersing yourself completely in it and being able to do that, which is quite important, especially the first time.
Yeah, it's just you only ever do your first road race once, so it'd just be nice to be down there all week and sort of be a part of it, and I can't wait, really.
So you say you're going to be in the Super Twin class. How's it been getting the machine ready?
To be honest, I made the step back, if you like. Everyone calls it a bit of a step back from the 600 to the Twin. With the road racing in mind, it just, they're a little bit of a steadier bike because it's classed as the lightweights, so it just gives you a little bit more time to think about what's coming up next. It's a bit more controlled. My girlfriend's dad, Paul Kennish, and my dad, we've been in the garage most nights, you know, just getting everything ready, giving it a final check over, and we had to make a few adjustments and stuff, but it's just all little things, making sure in your own head you're happy so that when you go round the Milan course, you know in your head that everything's right, and it's massively important on a road race. It's not like a short circuit where you can have things potentially dropping off and stuff.
And you mentioned obviously your dad supporting you, and he's going to be down there with you during Southern 100 week. Your granddad was into bikes. Your dad not so much. Was he? Has he ever had an interest?
No, my dad's sort of always been supportive of what I've done, if you like. My dad doesn't mind the bikes. Never overly interested, if you know what I mean. Until I sort of took an interest in it, and he's a gem on the spanners and stuff. He's always. When I'm at a race meeting, he sort of does everything for me, and I don't have to worry one bit. It's a bit like Valentino Rossi having a crew chief, but everyone always has a bit of a laugh about it. But no, it's just nice to sort of not have to worry about that side of things, and if anything needs doing, he keeps the bike right. So,
what does that support mean to you?
Oh, it's massive. It's absolutely massive. Like, sometimes when I go away, my dad's not there, and you realise how much you sort of miss what he's doing. Because, like, when you're sort of so soaked up in the race and during the day, you can almost not appreciate what he has to do. But, yeah, it's fantastic having the support, and I'm very grateful of it because he doesn't have to do anything. So, you know, a lot of summer weekends for him are spent in a paddock somewhere on his hands and knees getting dirty, so it says.
And you mentioned your girlfriend. Is she a bike fan generally?
She doesn't mind the bikes, but I think she'd rather I didn't ride them. You know, she's dead supportive as Poppy, and she's looking forward to seeing me sort of chase my dreams, if you like, because it's a long road to get them where you want to go with the racing. But I think she'll be happy once the Southern's over because of the financial strain, but there we go.
And the finances is an interesting one. There are people who possibly find it easier than others to get sponsorship, to get the money needed, because, again, I've sort of posed the question a few times about whether or not you've totted up how much you think this might have cost you. I don't know if whether I want to ask you that question at this point.
To be honest, I wouldn't know. Ever since I was sort of working and stuff, I've always just sort of ploughed all my money into the race, and then it's just not worth thinking about. It's like, what else would you do with it? You know, you'd just be down the pub the same as every other person on the weekend, and that's what I like about the bikes. It's just, it's different, and you can actually go out and enjoy it and feel like at the end of the season you've got something to show for it, because not everyone's doing it, and it is so hard. But luckily for me, I've actually had some support for the Southern 100, just like to give them a mention. So I've got Joey Smith at JS Associates. He's given me quite a lump of money, which has paid my entries and my fuel and whatnot. Simon Leach at SRL Lime Plastering. He's bought me a set of tyres, which is greatly appreciated. The McCallum family from Ramsey, they've been great, always have been, give me a few quid. And then Milntown Estate, where I work as well, they've bought me another set of tyres. I'm grateful for the time off and stuff, and I don't think people quite realise the commitment you got. You're always running around doing things, so to have a work supportive of what you're doing, it means a lot. I think it says a lot about the place you work too.
And how much of a responsibility then do you feel to all those people who've supported you to do as well as you can?
Yeah, you know, I always try not to put any pressure on myself. The people I've got sort of helping me out, I think they're all in the same boat. They just want to see you safe, enjoy it, and just help out where they can. I don't actually feel any pressure, the fact I'm getting some help. It just makes pressure financially a lot easier, and like I say, you can't be any more thankful for people helping you out and whatnot, because it does sometimes, you know, you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, oh, am I going to be able to scrape the next meeting? And if someone gives you a bit of money here and there, it really does help, and it lets you do what you want to do. So yeah.
You did mention MGP as being one of the ultimate goals.
Yeah.
How are things looking at that direction right now?
It's hard to comment at the minute because I've never actually done a road race. I don't like to plan too far into the future, but if the Southern goes well and it interests me, and that's a path I definitely want to go down, which I'm sure it is, I'll be looking at the Manx Grand Prix for next year. So yeah, it's just, again, it's all about resetting after the Southern, getting the money together, getting the required signatures, because you need another license upgrade, which is your mountain course. That's just to ride the Manx and stuff. Again, I'm sure I won't be stuck with help, and people are always good being I don't know if it's a Manx thing, but people are normally good to just, like, help you in that way financially with things. So, yeah.
Well, people love to see people from the Isle of Man do well. And I think especially in this sport, you think about the Kringle boys had one of the newcomers this year, one last year, Connor Cummins. You mentioned Paul Cassidy. There are loads of others as well. I've got Nathan Harrison. I think people feel invested when it's seen as the home of road racing over here. And you've got people who really want to go out. And I don't know whether for you, whether it's it's just a personal goal or whether there is an element of putting on that show for people?
I don't know. Again, it's almost like personal reasons. You know, it's absolutely amazing the interest people take with your racing. They're over the moon that you're doing it. You're over the moon that you're doing it yourself. People take such an interest, but to me, it's just normal. Sometimes I don't really get the interest because it's just like another day, if you like, another meeting. But again, like you say, if people can invest in you a little bit or give you their time or help, I suppose, to them as well, it's like you say, getting a young Manx lad on track, seeing them go around and do what they want to do, chase their dreams and stuff. So I don't know why people help. A lot of people seem to, so that's a great thing with it. And going back to the whole family side of it, you mentioned Nathan Harrison. We were at Anglesey, and this is how close-knit the motorbike community is. I crashed at Turn 1 at Anglesey, and I'd never met Nathan Harrison in my life. I just knew who he was, and I knew he was a really nice lad. And he come over, obviously being Manx and whatnot, and the bike community, and said, oh, you know, do you want to hang getting it back together? I just, you know, I'm not going to say no, so I said yes. And Dean, his dad, and they had a mechanic there with them, took the bike, got it all back together for me, and I made it out for the next race. And it's times like that, I don't think in any sport you'd ever get the same sort of nurturing and help as what you get with the motorbikes. It is like one big family.
There is that sense from what you're saying there, is that people don't mind seeing other people do well, which doesn't happen in all sports.
Yeah, you know, it's great. Like, I'm good friends with Joe Yeardsley, and he's like absolutely flying on the roads now, and he was down at the pre-TT and he ended up winning the race and setting a really, really fast lap time. So you all sort of pluck together and wish each other well, and you're all at the same sport at the end of the day, if you like, and you're all at the same game. And we all know how difficult it is, the long nights in the garage, the overtime and the extra work and everything you do to get there. It's to be supportive to each other, if you know what I mean.
And just sort of going back to the MGP dream and riding that mountain course, there will be people who think, well, you know, you're from the Isle of Man, you'll have ridden around the TT course, not in race conditions. Is that not enough?
No, I don't think it's that. You know, when you're tucked in behind the screen doing your own thing on a bike, it looks mental from the outside looking in, and I can only assume what it's going to feel like my first road race at the Southern. But there's something within which it's just so deeply satisfying and enjoyable. And like I say, I've done a lot of things in my life trying to get the same almost buzz, if you like, but no, nothing's ever come close to the bikes. It's one of a kind, it really is.
Luke, it's been great to talk to you. We wish you all the very best for next week and can't wait to see how you do.
Thanks very much, Beth. Take care.
Luke Blevins there, a great ambassador for the sport here on the Isle of Man, and once again talking about how close-knit that motorcycle community is. If you've been listening to Luke and would like to tell your story, please do get in touch. BethSB@manxradio.com. You can find a link on the podcast page. And until next time, bye-bye. This Journey to a Dream podcast has been brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance. Visit their website, kawasaki-insurance.co.uk, to find out how you can get covered.